Welcome, everyone, to the Borough of Roosevelt regular council meeting, February 21st, 2023, at 7:05 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by public notice on January 6, 2023, which was posted on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press.
Mr. Robert Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Lou Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Michael Hamilton is absent.
Ms.
He's ill. Ms. Constance Hirstrom?
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin?
Here.
Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do first is we have representatives here from our Millstone Township Fire Department, who fire and EMS, which, you know, they're our providers. So since we've been having this discussion and a bit of a controversy about speed humps, I thought I would invite them so that they can give us their professional opinion as first responders about speed humps. So I'm going to go right to them, so that they don't have to sit through the rest of our meeting. I'm going to introduce, this is Captain Mike Maloney and Chief Jeff Wagner from Millstone Fire and EMS.
Hello, good evening. Good to see you guys under these circumstances.
Let me swap mics.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Battery's running out on this
way. How do you know that? Did you get a warning? Curious.
All right. So obviously, of course, you're looking to address some concerns for speeding. I absolutely understand the resident's position as a nearby resident of Millstone who lives on a 35-mile-an-hour street. I have the similar challenges of people who treat my road like a racetrack as well. And as several of you are aware, my in-laws live right here in Roosevelt Borough. So I'm very familiar with their community. I've grown up just down the street for starting over 30-plus years ago. However, the fire department's opinion has always been simple in terms of roadways, and that is anything in any capacity that may alter or slow down our potential response, we historically have been against, and that is something that is passed, long before I ever came into the picture. Over 25 years ago, speed bumps were installed on Karst Tavern Road in Millstone Township, as some of you may have seen or not known, and I can tell you that the fire chief at the time articulated a very solid case against that and tied in the first aid squad in backing him against that whole project. The town still went ahead and did it anyways, but the fire department had a documented case. We are currently working with residents in Millstone regarding speeding problems on Pine Drive and Old Noah Hunt Road. About 15 years ago, the decision was made to close Old Noah Hunt Road at 537 due to speeding on that road, people cutting through to Great Adventure. The fire department then documented the case that they were vehemently against that for several reasons, including access for mutual aid departments, the need for us to be able to have a thoroughfare for the purpose of shuttling water with our tankers. And right now, we actually met last week with residents of Pine Drive in our own community who would like that road closed to a cul-de-sac. Once again, we are against that because it would limit our access and response. So I am completely sympathetic to anybody who has speeding past our house, but I'm here to tell you that, we have maintained always a very strong position. Anything that could alter our response is something simple enough that we will never support publicly. At the end of the day, that is the borough council's decision to make or not, and whatever your decision is, we will, of course, still respond the same way we always have, and respond and handle your emergencies as they come our way. But our professional position has always been any alteration of any road or any potential restriction of access is something that we have never supported. So,
has Millstone done anything other than speed humps to try to curb speeding in the town?
The only road that ever had speed humps or speed bumps installed was Karst Tavern Road. It's in one particular section on that road. Other than that, listen, I'll be the first to say if they put speed bumps in front of my house tomorrow as a taxpayer, I wouldn't be upset. But as a captain of the fire department, I understand that it's going to slow down our response. It's going to put additional wear and tear on our vehicles. it's going to cause us to have to come to a near complete stop to transverse those. So professionally, I understand why we can't have those in place. But again, the town has, you know, my road, for example, was at one time a 45 mile an hour road. They adopted a municipal ordinance changing the speed to 35. Quite frankly, you could adopt an ordinance making the speed 5 miles an hour unless there's a state trooper out there actively enforcing it. People are not going to obey that speed limit. But that's neither here nor there. Again, they have posted signage, you know, not just for speeding, for stop signs. We now have some blinking stop signs in our town due to repetitive accidents, but nothing else in terms of any alterations to the pavement.
We have new speed bumps over on Farm Lane. I think you guys have
on
been
on Farm Lane or Lake Drive?
Farm.
Okay. I was on Lake Drive today, so.
Okay. When you say new, Joe?
Well, when they pave.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, so those are a little more structured, you know.
New speed humps.
Okay, but they're new and they're more towards the specifications for the newer speed humps. I think you guys were there last week.
We've been in your town here in the last month, probably a dozen times or so. We've been very busy in Roosevelt here very recently. You know, again, I know that they, as I said, I was on Lake Drive for an incident today. Again, everything is a restriction of speed for us. We have to slow down and go over them. We're driving vehicles that easily weigh well over 25 tons. Not only do we provide the fire service, we are your EMS provider. So for the ambulance, when somebody is affixed to a stretcher, that stretcher is attached to the floor of the ambulance. They feel every bump, every hump, every speed bump, every pothole, whatever it may be. So we have to proceed with caution. So anything like that is going to cause us to slow down. And, of course, there is studies, you know, within our industry that attach to that, that seconds are added to it. So, like I said, we are, you know, in a business where seconds matter and seconds count.
And as far as, like, the 5571 here by Homestead, and as far as nothing, if you hit that fire truck, you're bouncing the truck. There's not much of a dip in the road there. Speed bump does the opposite.
Yeah, we actually, when we're coming through your town here to go out to the other side of Millstone, we have to slow down because of this rise in the pavement here because it's so aggressive in the larger vehicles.
Right in front of
Right up here in the corner. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone from the council have anything else they'd like to ask or say? All right, so I think what I'm going to do is go out of order a little bit here, but I'm going to allow the public, if they want to, ask Captain Maloney or
next. Well, public. You can open up public comment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, usually public comment is just addressed to the table, though. So,
okay.
All right, I'll just, if anyone wants to say something or ask Captain Maloney or Chief Wagner, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen Parrott, Chief Wagner. I appreciate and I totally understand. I have told the council this. I was hit by a car as a pedestrian.
Oh, wow.
And that was when I was in college. I'm 68 now. First of all, I'm lucky I wasn't killed. I was thrown 78 feet and then I'm on my head. And I still have injuries.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
So that's kind of my perspective. But that's so I understand. And I was taken by ambulance too, so I can understand that. But I guess my question is about, are you familiar with speed cushions?
I have it. In preparing for this meeting here, I've read some of the documentation that's been passed back or forth. Professionally within our area, we do not respond in this community or any of the surrounding towns because in our travels, we basically answer calls in any municipality that borders Millstone. So we have not encountered anything like that, but just having driven trucks, the both of us, our entire adult lives, anything that's going to be a change in the pavement will cause us to slow down and have to approach them in a slower, more cautious manner. It's meant to slow traffic down, and in a large truck, the truck takes a longer period of time to slow down and a longer period of time to return to speed.
Well, the cushions are designed to have the road of an ambulance or a fire truck, which are at over 73, they're much wider than a car, the wheelbase, and they don't go over the hump. They go on the road.
Okay. Again, without seeing it, I don't want to in any way, shape, or form give you a misinformation or a misopinion. Without seeing it and physically driving over it, I couldn't comment. We've never encountered those.
That was one of my concerns. And then just like, okay, you generally go the speed limit, don't you?
We do. As you know, of course, driving emergency vehicles, we have to adhere to all traffic laws. But as you can imagine, certain incidents dictate that we drive above the speed limit, you know, because, as I said, every second matters. You know, we, you know, routinely respond to serious medical events in your town, so we could be coming in here in a hastily, you know, manner based off the nature of the incident.
And I certainly appreciate it, and I supported Millstone.
Well, thank you. And we're glad to be here.
Appreciate everything you did.
We're glad to be here. We've had an excellent relationship with your town. We've been met with, you know, a lot of, you know, very pleased residents. I hope that you're hearing the same thing in return. We've enjoyed working with you, and we look for a very long and a happy relationship. So we're glad to be here, and we glad to be here for the long term. So.
Does anyone else have anything they'd like to ask the captain? No. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Like I said, we, you know, if you look at our track record, that's why I wanted to give you some history.
Right.
This has always been the stance, and we are, you know, we are actively dealing with a similar scenario of traffic complaints within our own town, and mm-hmm. we maintain the same position. So we're not telling you one thing and saying another elsewhere. We've been the same position across the board for the last 25 years.
Thank you so much, Captain.
You're welcome.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Refreshments, if you want to take some cake before you leave.
We'll stick around for a little bit if you have some more discussion on this, just in case another question should arise or something.
All right, great. Good. And then I'm going to open the floor for the public agenda, public comment at 7:17 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything on the agenda, any agenda items? Maureen?
Maybe someone else. Okay. All right.
Name?
Just Maureen Parrott, 2 Tamara Drive. And I'm just going to be, I think you all know me, I'm kind of straightforward, I'm very straightforward, but just have to say, after the last meeting, I was not inclined to come to any more meetings to speak. I felt that my concern about safety was not worthy of the council's attention based on the responses that I got heard from the council. The only reason I'm here is because on Sunday, and I asked him if I could use his name, Ben Johnson came to my house with a petition. It was blank, but he had drawn it up, and it says, and I'm going to give it to you all, and it says, concerned about speeding on Pine Drive. Too many cars speed on my street, creating an unsafe condition. I support action by municipal authorities to reduce this danger to pedestrians and motorists, but not to impede emergency vehicles. So he inspired me to go on Sunday and knock on doors. And I did. I basically just went from my house to the right on Pine and around the triangle. And within a very short period of time, I got 37 signatures on it. And I would like to read the names so that you know, I had said that before, that I am not the only person concerned about this. And I would just say before I read them.
No, Maureen, maybe you could make a copy and give it to everyone.
Well, I did, but I think it's important because
it's a lot of names to read.
Well, I read really quickly. I just think the record should reflect the names of people who are concerned.
Just give it to us. We'll make a copy, and we'll have.
Well.
And Maureen.
That's part of the reason I feel intimidated that I'm not allowed to speak, and I did. Ask that I did look up Robert's rules that once you're recognized to obtain the floor, it's exclusive.
Good. May I ask? I'm concerned about speeding also because I slow down and Roosevelt when somebody is tailgating me. So what other means of slowing down speeders can we find aside from speed humps? Captain, do you know of any other?
Well, that's where,
yeah.
I mean, I would rather.
I'm sorry.
I would rather, once, like I said, last time I didn't, I felt that it, once okay. Once I obtained the floor, I feel that I would like to be heard, and then discussion, I'd be happy afterward.
Maureen, I don't want to disagree with you, but if you listen to the last meeting, you had the floor for quite some time. We were all, didn't you? We were all listening to you.
All right. Well, I just, since you're not allowing me to read the names, I will say what people said to me, which are that several people are afraid to walk their dogs at night because they have to walk on the road, and cars don't slow down even when someone has a dog on a leash. Several people said this to me who have dogs. Some people talked to me for 10 minutes complaining to me about the speeding, and I just said, yeah, I totally understand that. And complaining that people speed taking their children to school and picking them up. A woman was pregnant and said she's concerned because she's pregnant walking. I could really go on, and like again, 37 people, and that's just not even all of Pine Drive, and I didn't even go down Tamara Drive. I guess what I'm going to ask again, and I don't understand, I honestly don't understand, I get the sense that the council is not interested in hearing from the community on this issue of safety. That is the sense I get, and I hope I'm wrong. Because ask you to have advertised open meetings on solving this problem. I don't have all the answers to it. I don't claim to have them. There are, like I had asked last time to purchase the book that was published.
And I'm waiting for it to come.
Okay, in December. And that, you know, that like I said, I don't have answers. I don't, you know, I just, like, other people do research on it. And I do, but I do know from my own driving that I have gone over the speed cushions, and as I said, and it was actually Ben that brought it to my attention that Princeton had purchased these speed cushions, and they're installing them because of the reason of safety of vehicles like that, and a lot of people hate speed humps anyway, but those.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you know what roads they're putting this on?
Yes, I do, actually, because I actually brought the newspaper article here. Okay. It was in, the article was August 4th, 22. They purchased 12 rubber speed cushions on Edge Hill Street and Hibben Road, popular shortcuts between Stockton and Mercer Street, to slow down traffic. And they cost $13,700. So those are the streets. And I think they have, Princeton has humps on Mercer. At least when I, last time I drove there, I don't know if I've gone there lately. But, that was from the Princeton packet. And that's what I would hope, just have this publicized. Because even the last time when there was discussion about having a committee.
Which I was waiting for, I'm waiting for the book so I can look at that, to have it to make the, form the committee.
But
so that.
The people that were going to be on it all had expressed opposition at the meeting. So that disturbed me because I think it should be people who want to do something.
Okay, Maureen, I have to stop. I think it's really unfair for you to categorize the council as uncaring about safety for the community. I don't think you could find a council any more concerned and caring about the needs of the community than this council. And that's why we're discussing it meeting after meeting, because we know Ben Johnson wrote on my street. It's on every street. I don't think there's a street in Roosevelt that hasn't been dealing with speeders. Plus, we all know we all walk in the street. We don't have sidewalks. We all walk our dogs. The kids ride bikes. We have a huge problem on 571, which is an arrow road, but cars will speed through the flashing light and clip the crossing guards. So we know. That's why we're having discussion after discussion it's not fair to say that we don't care. We care greatly. We're just not sure how to proceed with this because there's two sides to the issue. Or,
More than two sides.
Will speed humps, be more beneficial or more detrimental to the people and to the vehicles and everything? Or let me just finish. Or is it better to have them? There are a lot of studies that say that speed humps don't work because anyone in a large vehicle, like an SUV or a van or a pickup truck, they just go right over them. They don't care. The speeders tend to speed no matter what, unless there's a police car there. So whether there's a flashing light. So we have this dilemma, which is why we keep discussing it, to try to figure out and to see if there are alternatives to humps which will stop the speeding and which we can, which would be feasible for us to use. There are a few different, right? There's tables, there's cushions. Right. We have to determine, along with our engineer, whether, what's feasible for Roosevelt, what we can afford. But we're not turning an ear to this. This is at least the third or fourth discussion we've had about it.
Well, I've been here. This is the fifth meeting I've come to.
Right, five meetings.
So I know there was one that I didn't come to. But I think that I thought the discussions were because I was bringing it up.
We could all be wrong about the speeders.
And I'm glad that I'm wrong. I didn't say no one doesn't care. I said I felt that my concerns were not worthy of the council's attention. That was my feeling. I didn't accuse you of anything, and I would never do that.
So we gave you full attention at every meeting, including this one.
I just would hope that not just this body, but that it involves the whole community. As I brought up again, I don't know if he's the only one at our streets that Isaac Menda conducted. Isaac and I handed out the flyer to every house in town. And it was in this room. First, I thought it was in the school. It was in here, but they put the stuff up on that wall there. They had a big, video. This room, I have never seen it so packed. I kept saying, I'm not the only person.
I don't think anyone isn't concerned. Everyone's concerned about the speeding. What we have to figure out is the best way to address it.
I agree. I would just hope that it would be open to everybody in the community and not put people on the committee who are against it.
When I get the information that I need to create the committee, of course, I'm going to come to you to be on the committee, council members to be on the committee. Of course, I would open it up to anybody else in town who wants to be on the committee. I wouldn't just think I'd have. I wouldn't want people who are just against this.
Okay, I feel better. I totally misunderstood. I was so dejected at the last meeting, and I'm glad I was wrong.
I say something also? At a meeting that you were not here talking about speed humps, I brought up the fact that Rick Pressler had put a plant, a banana plant, in the middle of the street in front of his house that said "slow down." And I called him, and I congratulated. I said, "This is a great idea," and he said, "And it worked." So he's got little kids.
Well,
so this has come up without you bringing it up, Maureen. Just so you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And some people I talked to said I should go to every house in town because they said go on Facebook, Roosevelt Facebook page. I don't have Facebook. People say go on the Roosevelt Facebook page. You'll see tons of people complaining about it. So,
yeah, because everyone's complaining about speeding.
Yeah, so
the problem is how do we address it?
And I'm really glad. I totally misunderstood, and I'm glad that I was wrong. And I would urge have Ben, because he's certainly concerned, and Rick Pressler.
Ask people if they want to be on, but I also don't want to have 50 people.
No, I understand.
Well,
but
why don't you go on Farm Lane and find out if the people who live on Farm Lane who are
affected
by it. Two speed bumps that have no bearing on
speed.
They don't stop the traffic. I live there.
I know.
For many years.
The problem of that.
They don't.
The problem with that is that they're spaced too far apart.
Whatever.
They have to be spaced close because they don't have time.
Whatever it is, I'm telling you they don't because some of them go right over them.
I understand.
And some of them stop and then you hear, and they're gone.
I thought Rick's thing was great.
Well,
personally.
Rick lives on the farm.
Yeah.
So he's
got a little kid.
And that is one option. You're saying the options. Yeah. Putting planters in the middle of the road It's not me. It's the Federal Highway Transportation and the traffic.
He lives on Farm Lane. There's speed bumps, and he has to put a plant down there to slow down the traffic. What does the speed bump do for anybody?
Because they're not spaced closely enough. They have to be spaced 250 to 400
feet. But again,
feet.
We had mentioned if that's feasible. It's possible that driveways and other factors.
Right, that's why they go 400 feet and all that. But
then there's a cost to that.
There is a cost, but again, that's where residents, you know, they may think this is a one-time cost on this road that may be worth the cost.
Well, that would be.
So that would be one of the factors. But I'm glad that I'm wrong. I'm really glad. But like I said, I wasn't, that's just how my feelings, and it wasn't me that did it. And I felt so inspired that, you know, that he did this. So I am going to have
I don't think anyone in town would disagree with the speeding issue. Where everyone's upset. Everyone knows about the speeders. I spoke to a man 2 summers ago who, I think someone was going to Great Adventure, got to the end of Rochdale, realized they had no idea, it didn't look like anything that they were familiar with, or it looked like a main road, and so they turned down Brown Street at about 65 miles an hour, and he thought he was going to watch his grandson, who had crossed the street, and his only house was on one side, cross the street to retrieve a ball. Mm. And he was sure that he was going to just watch his grandson get killed, which luckily, I don't remember. He was either 5 or 8, but he stayed on the grass until the car backed out. But it was terrifying.
Right.
So we all know it's how to address it. What do we do? What do we actually do? Do we look at speed humps, speed cushions, speed tables, signage, flashing lights, nothing, everything?
Well, what they found,
New York has those lovely little concrete planners in the middle of
right,
the street.
Right, that's one of the things they can do.
You know, our streets are kind of narrow for that.
But could the fire department get around?
I doubt it.
Planters in the middle of the street.
I will tell you that it would not be supportive of those.
Right.
To give you an idea, several subdivisions in Millstone, when they were constructed, they put islands up the center of those developments. And as the years have gone by and some of those streets have been repaved, guess what came out? Because they not only were an issue for larger vehicles, and people get, you know, think of how many times the Amazon truck is driving
the FedEx here.
But larger trucks, and then, of course, the challenge of snow removal. The more obstacles that are in the road, that, of course, you know, adds to it. So one of the things that we've seen is some of those islands that got added as it came time to redo the roads, they came out. Like anything else, it's sometimes things, you know, I'm sure they see like a great idea on paper, lovely lovely decorative thing in the middle of the street, and it ended up falling out.
I would just want to weigh that against how many people, pedestrians hit by a car, have you come to rescue?
In Roosevelt?
Anywhere else?
Honestly, I don't want to say, you know, it doesn't happen, but a very low frequency event. We don't have the typical pedestrian traffic that you would expect. I never want to speak about what we deal with or not deal with because that's like opening the door for, next week when something happens, they'll say, well, he said this never happens. But if, you know, the frequency for that is low.
Well, the reason I'm asking is not to say that means it's safe.
I mean,
you see horrible things, I'm sure. But like I said, if somebody's child was hit by a car or a person was hit by a car, you'd feel the way I feel. You'd feel totally differently from somebody who's never been hit by a car. And I'm not the only person in Roosevelt. There are 2 other people, my neighbors, who told me that not in Roosevelt, they had been hit by a car as a pedestrian. And you have a really different perspective then because it just takes like 1 second. And several people told me about what you already knew about the 3 children killed.
That had nothing to do with speeding whatsoever.
Well,
it was sunset, and the sun.
Well,
was
whatever, but that's
well,
several
well,
people.
Well, but it's not. It wasn't
she,
speeding.
She was. This woman was on. She was on drugs. Then not illicit drugs, on prescription drugs, and she had a bad reaction to it.
And also, you can't see driving west in Roosevelt at sunset.
Yeah. Right. Anyway,
On a question, Bob, when do you expect to get the book in?
I think the next couple of days.
Okay.
That's what Anna told me.
Right. So then we
then
can
I'll put
take
together
it from there.
Or
we'll
look at it.
That sounds great. Like I said, I apologize. I have no intention of hurting, being negative toward anybody. It's just my feelings. Right. It's like I might just feel
I'm
going
to
burst.
I'm not reading for stuff. town meeting about speeding and have people come and talk about it.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And all the speeders.
To have it open, like I said, that there were so many. When we publicized it, we took it to every house. That's what they knew about.
Yeah, well, I think what Peggy has reiterated, even if we have a town meeting and you have everybody in town show up, I think you'd have 99% of the people saying that, yes, we don't want speeding. The issue is, what do we do about it? And I don't need 500 different answers to that. I need a core group of people to say, here's what we would like. Then I go to the engineer, who I have to listen to her recommendations. Here's what, yes, we can do that. Here's what that costs. Here's the studies that show that might help. And then we can make an informed decision on what can be done.
Of course.
And even on a more personal level, if these people come to the meeting and understand that there's a problem speeding, can they talk to their neighbors and say, you know, you're a speeder? I almost confronted somebody the other day that tailgates me, and I almost said, I wish you wouldn't drive so fast. It's going to wind up being the people that are speeding are the ones that we need to slow down.
Yeah. They are our neighbors.
Yeah. And I stood in the middle of the street, literally going
Several people told me that exact thing. My response was, I won't do that. I'm afraid they'll pull out a gun. Literally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do well, in Roosevelt, yes. Oh, okay. There are many people in Roosevelt that own guns.
I know.
But I once did that and somebody gave me the finger.
Or they get, that's what they said. Exactly.
Give
she
the
said
that. Back.
So I don't do that. So anyway.
Well, usually what happens is they stop the car for a second because they think I'm trying to talk to them or need them or something, and they stop and I say, slow down. And they get really annoyed and
get
twice as fast.
Exactly.
They get annoyed and they speed away.
Thank you very much, Maureen. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Maureen. We are concerned, just so you know. Okay.
Does anyone else from the public have anything they'd like to say? Come up. Just say your name and address.
Yes. Claire Burkhart, 14 Tamara. And you all know me from the last... You weren't there. Unfortunately, I think I'm one of the pains in your side, thorns in your side as far as this issue goes. I just wanted to ask you that I'd like to be on that committee.
Sure.
My one worry about speed cushions is... two things. People with, bad backs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, my mom she's had, rods put in, and she can't walk anymore. I mean, she can use a walker, but not for long distances and stuff. And I know whenever we go over a bump or anything, it really, really hurts her. So I'm sure she's not the only one who has that issue. I'm sure there's people in town. And then also, I was walking, I forget, you said Farm has the speed humps?
You got the new one.
And I was walking down the road, and I saw a person, swerve way to the side so that only one of their wheels went over it, which I think that would be my concern with
people are doing anything to avoid
that people, and then they're so concerned about getting around it that, they actually hit someone because they're trying to swerve. But I am concerned. I'm not saying that, I'm not worried about it. And I think one of the things we should talk about, I don't know what the solutions are either, also just focusing maybe on pedestrian safety as opposed to, I don't know if there's a way to get people to slow down, unfortunately, but maybe there's a way that we could put in something or come up with a way that would also protect pedestrians, because I definitely share your concern on that. That's all.
Yeah, thank you.
Just in response, we read your letter to us, and we did it. That is part of the record of everything we looked at. Now, when the issue first came up, but to put speed humps, I was pretty much for. I thought that they slowed people down. My understanding, I didn't really know too much about it. It was something I never really looked into about town speed humps. After her letter, that was another side of what the possibilities were.
Exactly.
And then when I started researching, there was 15 different possibilities, 15 reasons why you should do this, 15 reasons why you shouldn't do this, environmental hazards, asbestos coming off of brakes, all kinds of reasons. So I was a little overwhelmed with what can and cannot be done. So I think that once we get all of the information of what can and cannot be done and what the downsides of each thing are, then, like I said before, we can hopefully we can make an informed, and unfortunately, cost is going to have to come into it. We have expenses that are going to be needed, and that may be the town will have to decide, well, we want money to go with the speed humps and put off some other thing that needs to be done, and we'll have to decide whether that's feasible or not. But, I think it's going to take a few more meetings and a few more.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be an ideal solution. Yeah. We'll have to work with what we have and come up with the best possible solution.
And we know, of course,
it might not be ideal.
Very, very expensive.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. So maybe there's something. Yeah, I immediately thought maybe we could work with the school kids. Maybe they can have a slow down parade. Yeah, I was trying to think out of the box. What can we do? I don't know.
Or possibly, I don't know, hiring, off duty police to try to patrol. I don't think anybody would be happy with that. Having police go up and down the street.
Any hour of the day this happens.
Yeah, and that's something that I don't think we're not. In Roosevelt, we typically do very well without a police presence, but we'll just
get an unmarked car.
Well, that's what Wilbur did.
Yeah, well, that was an idea. Some towns have used an abandoned police car, but where would we put it? On the triangle.
But we'll look at every we'll study every possibility and come up with what we you can't. There's always going to be some people who will be disappointed. We'll just come up with the best possible solution that's the most feasible for us.
Good. All right, thank you.
All right. Anyone else about anything? You. Doesn't have to be speed humps. Anything on the agenda?
The Princeton Public Works Director, they can't put the speed humps in during the winter because the plow's working right out. The cushion got it, I'm sorry. So they're waiting to install the cushions they purchased in the article until the spring. But it sounds like they pull them out every winter.
Asbury Park does that also on a couple roads. On 4th Ave, they have the speed cushions, and they take them up in the winter.
In our town.
Each councilman gets one in their house.
They pull them up for snow plowing, I'm assuming?
They said the dishes that they haven't installed yet because they're waiting for the winter view, so the plow's longer from now.
Gotcha.
So I imagine that means they take them out every fall.
Okay. What does the speed cushion look like? Is it just flatter than?
Three inches high. The specs. The place that Prince had bought them, they said they're 3 inches high, and I don't remember. It's traffic law, LODIX.
They look like a speed hump, but they're short and they have gaps between them.
So the
cars with larger wheelbase are spread between the wheels and go
really
between the cushions.
No, they purchased eight for $13,000.
Oh, I thought you meant 13 each. No, all eight were 13?
Yeah, it's rubber. It's like a recycled tire.
That doesn't mean anything. Could be
a
fortune. No, but that's good to know. Well, we'll definitely, when the book comes and Bob, we form the committees and, see what we can come up with. I don't think you would find anyone in town who would disagree with the fact that there's a problem with speeding. We all know it.
Okay.
All right.
Anyone else from the public? Anything? All right, I'm going to close the public portion at 7:43 p.m. Correspondence, we have one letter.
7-1.
Captain,
thank you very much.
Chief, thank you very much.
44.
No, it was 7:44.
Well, I guess we're running fast.
That's fast, that clock.
I think the phone is correct. Yeah, 7:44 now.
Yeah.
All right, correspondence. We have one letter dated February 15th, 2023 from Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, regarding preparing the 2022 Tier B NJDEPS stormwater permit.
Okay.
All right, we come to minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of January 17th, 2023?
I'll move.
Lou seconds.
Second, I Lou. Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton's absent. Ms. Herdstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the minutes have been adopted. Come to the consent agenda resolutions.
There's an ordinance.
There is? Not on mine.
2301.
Right here. have it on my.
No, I don't have it.
You're missing that whole page.
Okay.
Does everybody else have it?
I have it.
The ordinance.
I have a spare if you want.
No, we have. No, we're good now. Thanks, Jim. Okay, we have an ordinance. First reading of Ordinance 2023-01, an ordinance repealing and replacing current code section 12-5, registration and maintenance of vacant and abandoned residential properties in foreclosure, with new code section 12-5, vacant and foreclosed properties registration, within Chapter 12, property maintenance of the borough's revised general ordinances to update regulations pertaining to vacant properties within the borough to comport with newly adopted state law.
I'll move that since it is state law.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, discussion? Okay. Roll call. Forgot what that was called for a second.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. It has first reading has been adopted for 2023-01, and we'll have a public hearing to be held on March 6th, which is our next meeting, 2023, at 7 o'clock at the Borough of Roosevelt. All right, now, consent agenda resolutions. Resolution 23-35, payment of bills for February 21st, 2023. Resolution 23-36, a resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt accepting the 2021 audit report. And Resolution 23-37, resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to prepare the annual certification and stormwater permit for the Borough of Roosevelt. Do I have a...
And I'll second that. And just on a question.
Wait, Joe.
Yep.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
I second it.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Lou
firsted, I seconded.
It's very quiet.
Goodbye, Bob. Great. Yeah.
And my question was only, the audit is here, and that's great, and we get it tonight, and we accept it. But it takes a while to read it.
Well, you don't read. There's a summary page. I don't think anyone's expected to really read every page
of
it.
I do.
That's why there's a summarization.
Okay. So it's is there? No, I know. I've read the past 10.
You know.
Is there a point in time that we can say what's the story with this in the audit, or this is it? We just accept it.
Well, generally, we read the summary and accept it. You're certainly welcome to scrutinize it more closely.
No, and I did, but is there a point in time that we can say, oh, why did he do this? Or
we don't use, that's not usually
that's
done.
That's not our business.
You could ask. I mean, no, you're welcome to ask.
Yeah,
you could ask Jerry, I guess.
Okay. Or George.
Or George. Well, Jerry actually does the audit.
Understood.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We vote on that now?
Yeah.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
This is for all three under the consent.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. The consent agenda resolutions have been adopted. Reports of committee chairs. Councilman Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing new. Still
waiting for a book.
Waiting for a book.
Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
Yes, we met. And we had a discussion about the issues of use of the borough building. And we need another meeting. So we'll schedule another one and we'll give you a report next month.
Okay.
That's on the building use form?
Yeah. Well, building use period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, Councilmember Hurstrom, Community Development.
Okay, on the amphitheater committee, what has happened since the last meeting is that we had three proposals that were turned in, and the committee is in the process of reviewing them, and we should have recommendation coming out of that and discussion coming out of that on March 2nd. So I'll have another report after that.
Okay. Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Not a lot. I think we talked about some of this last week, but the Public Works has finished their safety inspections on the four buildings. They serviced the bollards. They did some nail holes and painting in here. They ordered vandal-resistant sign screws because our Oscar Drive sign was
again
disappeared.
I know. There's only two houses on Oscar, and I don't think either of those people. But that's the sign that disappears the most.
We have someone in town named Oscar.
Isn't that the trash character from Sesame Street? Someone Oscar got the it for Grouch. Their kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, I mean that's the sign that disappears the most because. And I'm a little concerned. I had asked Anna to make sure a new sign was ordered quickly because I think we're going to start seeing more trucks turn down Oscar because of the sale of the factory. So whomever bought the factory, I think we're going to see more truck traffic. And I'm nervous that when they get to Oscar and they don't see a sign, they're going to keep on going, and then we're going to have more big trucks on, you know, passing by Homestead and Pine and the school. So I had asked Anna to order one pronto. Mm-hmm.
Has the factory been sold?
Pardon me?
Did you say the factory?
Yeah.
What? Do you know to who?
Unofficially, I know. Let's see.
You mean you're not spilling the beans?
No, because I don't know definitively. Okay. So I wouldn't, you know, only when I'd know for certain.
I'll let you get away with that.
Thank you.
Right, still, are you done?
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
And Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
Okay, I have a written report again that all of you have, and yep. It's mostly about the beavers, not our local beavers, but our Assentown beavers. Spoke with Carmella on the 8th of February. She spoke again with Larry Sear, who's our DEP rep. The next day on the 9th, Larry Sear, Mike Lyons at the wastewater plant, Mike Hamilton and I met at the wastewater plant, so we could actually see what was going on. So Larry seeing it, thought the water was pretty high all the way around the plant. It was touching the fence in at least two situations. The next day, a crew from the Assunpink walked from the sewer plant towards the lake and found three additional small beaver dams. They were about a foot each, so they were kind of fresh. They were only holding about a foot of water.
And it was a sign under construction?
So they took them down as good as they could. So the next day, Steve Malker here took his kayak on the 11th from the boat ramp at the far end of the lake and drove it all the way down to the, I call it the main beaver dam. It's the Beaver Deceiver Dam. Okay? He saw that the beaver deceivers were, in fact, working, and that's good. But they're 3 feet tall, about a third of a mile wide, maybe, and the water was coming over the top. So the water that was released from the three little dams apparently filled up the bathtub at the big dam, and it was coming over the top. The next couple of days, the water receded, but not by much. Then on the 14th, I noticed there was a crew of about 10 people from the Assunpink and three pickup trucks down by the sewer plant again. And they apparently had walked all the way from the sewer plant to the main beaver dam and poked a couple of holes in it so that the water could be relieved at 3 foot of water behind the... And the water seems to be coming down a little more, although I haven't been out there as much to see it. But it's going to be like a bathtub. It's going to take a while to drain. So we're keeping an eye on it, and the Assunpink people are keeping an eye on it. And as long as it doesn't encroach on the sewer plant, you know, that's their lake, and that's fine. That's about it there, except today I see that John Holden reported water dripping into the water plant, and we've had that problem before. We know that the drains on the roof need to be cleared occasionally. and Greg went up and cleared the leaves off the drain, and apparently everything is okay now. But that should be a regularly scheduled thing that the...
Well, I think, well, Greg does do that regularly, but I think he feels that the drains in themselves are too small.
Yeah, we had...
And we should look into larger...
Well, Carmela and I and Cameron and John's assistant went up there on a 20-degree day about a year and a half ago, and the conclusion was, as long as they're clear, that's okay. And if we were going to change drains, Greg wants to make holes in the wall and have it come out the side. We're talking, Carmela said, $10,000, $20,000 to start dealing with something like that. So I think the prudent thing now would be to, once a month or so, go up and check the drains, as opposed to putting $10,000 or $20,000
in. Oh, yeah.
All right. That's it for
okay.
me. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mike, anything from the official?
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Ellen,
please.
Wait, where?
Right here.
You can tell.
Oh, we've poured a fire up.
Yeah.
There's still a revenge region.
Hello, Ellen Silverman, 10 North Valley, Environmental Commission. The year has started out pretty well. Some of you have been on the trails and probably seen changes. It wasn't only the beavers that had been busy. We've rerouted the trail. We have new benches up. We have signage up that identifies the trees and other flora. Been busy. We've been planning on trying to up our game with community involvement and education on it and environmental issues. Doing some training on our own. We've signed up to learn more about being an environmental commissioner. Dave Teich has signed up to take a CORE, which is very important to learn more about the community forest and trees in general. And we would also like to do more to help you guys. A lot of the initiatives that are out there have to do with community involvement, have to do with education. Let's work together on that. I attended the Watershed Institute conference on MS4s. And we are going to be Tier A, whether we want to or not. And one of the really good news is Sean Latrinette, our DEP commissioner, came on and he announced that every Tier B municipality is eligible for $75,000. So we just have to fill out the form. That information will be available next month.
Good. That's good news.
But I think it's going to be a big step. We can do it. It has a lot of components that cannot be put on our engineer. There's education. There's community involvement. There's a lot of things that maybe, in my opinion, if we form a committee, that we could pull together the best ways of doing that.
Have you also spoken to the school, to the principal, to see about, you know, sometimes if you involve the children first, then you tell the parents?
In our community involvement, we are working on that, our dessert and discussion. We do advertise through the school. We're also going to, you know, do something on Arbor Day. Are you going to plant a tree, Peggy, this year?
I'd love to.
Oh, come on.
Last year. The beavers are taking them down. Seriously.
Oh. Hey, I did last year. Yeah. I would love to do it.
She cannot invite the beavers to lunch on Arbor Day.
They will eat the tree.
For my hand.
So there's that. There's also... You know,
there's a question, Ellen. So for what you have been doing, are you getting any community involvement?
Absolutely.
Community? I thought so. Good.
Yeah. Love to know how to reach more people. Communication is always interesting nut to crack here in a small town.
What flyers are? Most people read the flyers that come in the mail in the box.
For a bulletin.
No, I think a lot more people will go through their mail Many people don't read the Borough Bulletin, as witnessed by being on the post office in the post office the day that it's delivered. Okay. And see stacks of them. That
on a question, Ellen, you said Tier B and Tier A, that we are going to be forced to be on Tier A?
They have done away completely with Tier B.
Yeah,
there will be no Tier B.
I received an email stating that.
Absolutely none.
Yeah. Okay. And I was curious what that is going to cost us.
Well, see, that's one reason why I attended.
Less than we thought.
Joe, we'll talk, okay?
We'll talk.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And another thing is in our attempt to be sure that the town is communicating to its public as easily and as much as possible, our website, there's links that don't work, there's things that should be there but aren't, and I would like to also have a committee on just kind of analyzing it and bringing
on
it
on the borough website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've received complaints that if people wanted to sign up to Code Red or other things, that they weren't sure where to find that information. So
I think there is some confusion on it, and maybe just Joe. We're going to talk about that, too. You're going to be on this committee.
Public service announcements all the time on, I think they're on the water bill, they're on the borough bill, and always, you know, asking people to sign up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strangely enough, some people refuse to, but not everybody does know about it. It's also in the new resident packet.
I've heard compliments about the new residence packets. Some of us old residents wish we had that information too.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
Yeah,
yes,
but
I don't want it when it sets fire to their houses.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is sometimes you begin to look for the information on. You're so used to going to the website and being able to find things easily, and that's what we're hoping to work with and do.
Okay. I have a question. I'm mm-hmm. strictly curious. Aren't we listed in like the Monmouth County directory, like our trails? Do you know if we get other than local people walking the trails?
I know we do get people from out of town because they'll stop and tell me that they really enjoyed this and they just discovered it.
There is no sign for the entry to it on Rochdale Avenue.
So the trailer,
there's a little sign.
There's a little sign.
By the parking lot. Right here there's a sign by the parking lot.
I haven't seen it.
But it's very small. You'd have to walk up to it to see it.
About our trails?
It's about the part of the trail system we're part of.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you would never see it driving by. You have to, to drive in, and then you see it.
Last year, we...
You have to drive slow.
Yeah.
Real slow. And have your head off to the side.
That's why we're going to put the important information on signs on the roads and spaced so they have to stop and read all the signs.
I think I saw it on, Google Maps, actually.
Yes.
No, they're
and it should be in the Monmouth County
directory.
I did sign up, and I think I got us listed last year when we participated in National Trail Day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have spoken to people who said, "Oh, I've walked the trail in Roosevelt." So that's why I was wondering if that was isolated, or we do get.
No, I don't think it's an outlier. We do get people on the trail that are not residents.
Also, local Boy Scout and Girl Scout groups. Are they involved? I know
they used to be.
Four or five years ago, they put the geodesk down by the sewer plant. You know, they put the roof on it or something like that. So,
yes.
I know
we have a Girl Scout troop in town, and we have a Cub Scout pack.
Den?
I think.
Whatever that is.
Den. It's a den here, right? Yeah.
Group of
Cub Scouts.
Cub Scout
line. And, but I don't know if we have a Boy Scout troop in town.
I don't.
I think it was on Hillstone.
Yeah. I think they're in it when they're really young and then they.
Well, that's kind
of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. I don't think they make it to Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts.
Okay. Thank you, Maureen.
And one other plug: read the water story, and respond.
Then they're done. Okay.
Does anyone else from the public have anything they'd like to say or ask or anything? No, I'm going to close.
No, this was just report of borough.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I'm getting hungry. It's home. Okay, unfinished business. I think we actually covered speed humps as much as possible tonight. Mm-hmm. New business. There's movie night, February 25th, 2023, at 7 o'clock. I think we're showing Sonic the Hedgehog. I did ask our recreation director to find the next time. Find a movie that might be a little more appealing to a wider variety of ages than Sonic. I came up with a few ideas, so hopefully we can...
Anything with Jim Carrey, though.
I mean, there's so many great movies out there. Even like Beethoven, which is a little more adult-friendly, and, you know, so...
Casablanca.
What do you think?
Could be the biggest thing.
Gone with the Wind, 4 hours. So this time it's, you know, if anyone has children or just wants to get out, because there'll be refreshments, and so it's Sonic, and then hopefully next time it'll be something a little more.
That'll be at the school.
At the school, yeah, February 25th. Then we have use of the Barrel Hall, a request to use the Barrel Hall by RAP for the Roosevelt String Band concert on May 6th. Six and seven? Well, one's for setup.
Six is for setup.
Right.
And Sunday the 7th is going to be in the afternoon for the first time.
Yeah, I heard that.
They talk to residents and a lot of older people, but they said it's too late to stay up 10 o'clock at night, so they said, we're going to try an afternoon and see how it goes.
A lot of our towners come to
play.
Yeah.
I just want to point out also the 6th. The 6th and the 7th is also the weekend in Old Monmouth.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to be, a couple of people will be helping me being at the school.
Oh, okay.
From 10 to 5 on Saturday and from 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Oh, for the mural talk.
So if we coordinate, it's nice when we coordinate that.
Right.
People to come to the rap function as well.
Right, okay.
So
all right, I mean, I'll do something
you know
on
time
the.
Time it'll be about? Maybe like 2 or something?
I forget. Do you remember the time?
The concert? Uh-huh.
The concert, David's concert.
I think it's 3.
3. Okay. I think it's 3.
Okay. Now, to be clear, the 6th is set up and the 7th is...
Yes.
The actual concert.
He wants to set the room up on Saturday night, and then Sunday will be the concert.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Mike, you get, like, do you get something from Monmouth County regarding Monmouth?
Yeah, that's the weekend at Old Monmouth thing. We get that, yes, sure.
So if
you can look that up.
No, if you get them, leave them here so you can pass them out.
Right.
Oh, yours is 3 o'clock on Sunday, though, and you only get
No, but I could put it on the blast.
Where are you having it?
Here.
You're having it at
the
Barrel Hall. The concert here, yeah.
Right.
3 o'clock, yeah.
No,
you'll be at the school, but yeah. But I can maybe, in the wording of the information that goes out for RAP, I can add you into it.
You would add the same information.
Yeah.
What are you saying? There's one concert on the 7th?
Yeah, there's one on the 7th.
On
for the first time.
The 6th you're using for
7th. He needs to put his speakers and chairs.
Yeah, set up on the 6th and concert on the 7th.
Okay,
do I have a motion to request the Barrel Hall by RAP for the string band?
You have.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And then we have use of the Barrel Hall, a request from the Environmental Commission.
No,
Environmental Commission, come on.
On February 28th, 2023, from 7 to 9 for dessert and discussion.
Oh, dessert. I'll move that.
Second?
He heard dessert.
I'll second.
See how fast he moves?
That's right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, the last one Ellen had, the dessert looked delicious. Oh, I think I took something home.
I had a brownie.
Yeah, it was delicious. Okay, so permission's been granted for the Barrel Hall for the two different events.
Now we come to public comment on any item at all. If anyone would like to come to the mic and address the council.
8:10 p.m.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, we'll close public portion at 8:10.
Keep talking. I got to stay here.
Why?
My wife doesn't want to go there.
That's how we didn't get home until almost 11.
Come over, play a little poker.
Okay.
Move to this.
Don't forget, if the last few meetings have been on a Tuesday. The next one is March 6th, which is back to a Monday. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I do.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nobody wants to leave? All in favor?
Aye.
Adjournment? Aye.
Yes, yes, all in favor.
Okay. Yeah. Meeting is adjourned at 8:11.
So this needs to be passed around just by the sign, correct?
What?
Correct.
What's going to be passed around?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hurry up, sir.
Jeez.